Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Beit, Perek Chof Beit. This Perek and the Perek that follows are prokim that are more lyrical, and are the songs of David and his prophecies that sum up his spiritual life at the end of the time of the creation of the Malchut. Because it's very difficult to translate many of these words in English, I'm not going to really try on the ones that are not completely translatable. I mean, how the heck do you say Karen in English? My horn. That sounds really great. So, but we'll try to get a general sense of it. What is important is to realize that what it is that David sings here about is something that has to do with the nature of coming into Malchut. Because as we've seen, it's not only that David is an Ish Milchama, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and that he's the one that has to create the Shalom, that is the provision for the Beis HaMikdash that he's going to be building through his children, but also in creating the Malchut, David, more than anyone else in history, has to handle the enemies, not only from the outside, but from the inside, on every level. It's not just political enemies, it's philosophical enemies, it's a profound enmity to what he stands for as Melech. And that's why, at the end of his days, he sings not so much about his having been saved from the attacks on the outside, but by definition, the integration that a Melech has to achieve and that a Malchut achieves always comes with a tremendous amount of difficulty because of those that don't see in the Melech enough of themselves. And history has shown that David, more than anybody else, throughout, not only in the Jewish people, represents much more than any other poet what it is that human beings think of, what they connect to in terms of their spiritual quest. So that the Svarim that he wrote, especially Sefer Tehillim, forms not only the essence of our own tefillos, all of our tefillos, really built around David, not only all of the songs that we sing in the Beit HaMikdash at the time when we bring the Karbonos, but are also recognized universally as the most profound expression of man's search for God. And that means that he was really successful as a Melech in incorporating all of the variations of human feelings so that a person can turn to Tehillim in so many different ways, in so many different phases of life, that it indicates the profundity of how it is that he serves as an integrator for humanity. It's because of that that we say that Adam HaRishon was the one who actually donated the years of life to David, because David is an expression of humanity and not of a person. Vaydaber David l'Adonai et divrei hashira hazot b'yom mitzil Adonai uto mikaf kol oivav u'mikaf sha'ol. And so towards the end of his life, when he could look back and see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had saved him from all of his enemies, and even from the hands of Sha'ol. We've seen this a number of times in this Sefer, in which we list things that are inclusive, and then we talk about one of them. We saw that with Yericho, for instance, which all of the cities were included, but nonetheless we mention Yericho separately. Here too, we talk about all of his enemies and Sha'ol, as if to say that was the greatest of the challenges that he had. Vayomar, and he said at the end of his life, and before we begin, I just want to point out that there's going to be three different clear-cut stages in this Shira. The first part of the Shira describes essentially the central word is Hatzalah, the way in which he was saved, in which he was Musha, number one. Whereas the last part is much more aggressive. It's the way in which he succeeds in winning, in which he's victorious, not simply in being saved. The first part describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing things in ways that seem completely miraculous and are not part of the actual history that we're aware of in any way. He talks about things that we don't see anywhere in Tanakh. So he's using his vision of what is going on a spiritual level. In the last part, he talks exactly the opposite. He speaks about the power of his own weaponry, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes him successful as a man of war himself. It's in the middle part that he speaks about the development of himself, and the way in which he treats people, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees him as tzaddik or rasha, and pays him according to how it is that he was. So that what this really describes, in a way, is the story of his life, in which at the beginning he's very much at the mercy and vulnerable to all of the things that seek to undermine him individually and also as Ben Yishai and also as the Melech. And in the end, he sees himself as an actual embodiment of the Mokum of the Shechinah in the world, and the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not simply to be there available for him when he prays for it, but rather as being expressed within him according to his own desires in the most natural of ways. And so he sings, Adonai Sal'i U'Metzudati U'Mefaltili, Hashem is my rock, he's my fortress, he's the one who rescues me. Elohei Tzuri Echesebo, he's the rock that I can shelter myself in. Mogini V'Keren Yishi, Miskabi U'Menusi, Moshi'i Mechamas Toshieni. And so he's the Karen of my salvation, he's my strength, he's my refuge, he's he who saves me, who protects me from violence. Here he's merames to a very interesting halacha, which is that in his pain, he was mahalel, as the way in which he cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is really, the Gemara says that halel was said at times of terror. And then after they were saved, they would say it at having been saved. So you see that the muhulal ekra is actually part of the kriya to Hashem. And from it, me'oivai vashia, I am saved from my enemies. Ki afafuni mishprei mavet, I can be completely surrounded by the pains of approaching death. Nachalei v'liyal yiva'atuni. Torrents of evil men would scare me. Chevlei sha'ol sabuni. I would be surrounded with the actual pains of the grave. Kidmuni mokshei mavet. And the snares of death, they came to greet me. But sadly, as things became really tight, Ekra, and I would call out to Hashem, and then V'elalohai Ekra, to my God, I would cry, V'ayishma me'echolo koli, V'shavati ba'oznav. And from where he was, he heard my voice. My cries were in his ears. V'yitga'ash v'atir'ash ha'aretz, the very earth shaked and roared. The foundations of the heavens, mostot ha'shamayim yirgazu, they shook. V'yitga'ashu ki charalo, because Hashem was angry at what he saw was coming to destroy me, they quaked to his anger. Allah ashan ba'apo ve'ish bipiv tochel, and smoke rose up in his nose, a fire that burned from his mouth. Kechalim ba'aru mimenu, flaming coals would blaze forth from him. Vayet shamayim vayirad, he bent down the heavens and came down to earth. V'arafel tachat raglav, and the darkness was beneath his feet. Vayukav al kruv vayaof, and he rode on a kruv and flew and appeared now. Vayera kanfei ruach, on the wings of the wind. Vayashet choshech sevivotav sukot, and he took darkness as shelter all around him. The darkness, chashrat mayim, avesh hakim, the darkness of water, the thick clouds of the heavens. Minoga negdo, from the brilliance that was in front of him, Baru gachalei esh, fiery coals would burn. Yareim min shamayim Adonai, v'elyon yiten kolo, he thundered from the heavens and gave his voice out from most above. Vayishlach hitzim vayifitzeim, sent forth his arrows and scattered them. Barak vayahom, lightning, and scared and terrified them. Vayera'u afike yam, the depths of the sea became visible. Yigalu mostot tevel, the foundations of the earth were exposed. Bigarat Adonai minishmat ruach apo, from the rebuke of Hashem, from the breath blowing from his nostrils. Yishlach bimarom yikacheni, sent on from above and took me. Yamsheni mimayim rabim, and drew me out of the deepest waters. Yatzileni mi'oivi oz, saved me from the most powerful of foes. Mison ai kiyamtsu mimeni, from those who hated me when they were stronger than I. Yikadmuni beyom edi, on the day of my misfortune, they came to confront me. Vayadunai mish'anli, but Hashem was my support. Vayotzei lemerchavoti, brought me out into the broad spaces, the opposite of tsar, which means a small space, a crushed space. Yechaltseni ki chafetzbi, released me because he loved me. Yigmaleni Adonai ki tzidkati, kivor yadi yashivli, he paid me back according to my own tzedek. gave me what was fitting from the cleanliness of my own hands. This could be a reference to the story of Shaul, where David had the opportunity to kill Shaul and didn't. And because of that, when Shaul was about to grab him, he suddenly got that message that he needed to go and save the country. And that's the only thing that saved David's life. Ki shamarti darkei Adonai v'lo rashati melohai. I have kept the ways of Hashem and not acted wickedly in front of him. Ki chol mishpatav lenegdi. His judgments are right in front of me. V'chukotav lo asur mimena. I never tried to take myself away from whatever his decrees were. V'heye tamim lo. I tried always to be completely innocent. V'eshtamra mi'avoni. And to be careful against those things that I know I have a tendency to sin in. V'yashev Adonai li kitzitkati. Givori l'neged einav. And Hashem paid me back in accordance with my own tzedek, to how he found me pure in front of his eyes. Im chasid tit chasad, with those who act with chesed, you too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, act with them with chesed. Im gibor tamim tit amam, and one who is strong in his wholesomeness, you too are wholesome with him. Im navar tit avar, with the pure, you act purely. Im ikesh tit apal, but people, with the twisted, you act perversely. Vet amani toshia, and a humble people, you save them. Ve'enecha aramim tashpil, and you look to those who are haughty, to lower them and bring them down to earth. Ki ata neiri Adonai, for you are my lamp, Hashem. V'Adonai yagia choshki, you light my darkness. Ki v'cha arutz gedud, with you I can smash an entire troop of soldiers. V'lohai adalek shur, in my God, I can jump over a wall. This is a reference, we had this earlier, when he and Yoav together needed to take Yerushalayim. Ha'el tamim darko, God whose path is always right and wholesome. Imrat Adonai tzurufa magenu lekol hachosim bo. His way is perfect, his promise is complete, he's a shield for anyone who takes refuge in him. There is, who else is a God besides Hashem? Who could be a rock besides our God? El mu'uzi chayel, God is fortress of my strength. Vayater tamim darki, and he's the one who cleared my way to perfection. Mishaver aglaika ayalot, strengthened my feet like the antelopes. V'albo motaya amdeni, and stood me upon the heights that I was able to stand. Malamed yadai l'milchama, who trained my hands for battle. V'nichat keshet nechushaz ro'otai, so that a copper bow could be bent by my arms. The Medrash says that David HaMelech used to have these enormously strong bows that were made of copper, and he had them up on the wall of his palace. And when various diplomats or kings would come to visit, he would hear them talking to each other. He can't really use that, can he? Because, of course, you'd have to actually be able to bend in order to pull back on a bow like that. You'd have to actually be able to bend the copper so that the energy is put into the copper. And he would walk into the room after hearing them, would take it off of the wall and would just bend it in two just to show them. So this was what he was being Merami's to. Vatiten li magen yishecha v'anotcha tarbeni. And you gave me now the shield of your saving, of your salvation. And your own anava is what made me great. Tarchiv tza'adai, tza'adi tachteni. You spread my feet. In other words, you widened my stride so that I wouldn't fall. And because of that, v'lo ma'adu karsulai, and my ankles didn't falter. Erdafau evai v'ashmideim, I can chase my enemies and destroy them. V'lo ashuv at kalotam, and not return until they were completely wiped out. V'achaleim v'em chatzeim v'lo yekumun, I destroyed them, struck them down, so that they would never rise again. V'yiplu tachat raglai, and they fell beneath my feet. V'tazreni chayil l'milchama, girded me with strength to do battle. Tachriya komai tachteni, brought my enemies to their feet beneath me. V'yivai tateli oref, my enemies you gave me to turn around and retreat. Misanai v'atzbitem, those who hate me, I cut them down. Yishu ve'in moshia, el Adonai v'lo anam, they cried out, But they had no one to save them. They turned to Hashem, but he never answered them. Ve'eshchakim ka'afar aretz, I pulverized them into the dirt like the dust of the land. Kitit chutzot adikim, like mud in the streets, I crushed them. Erka'im, I trampled them. Vatfalteni merive am, you rescued me from all of the politics of my people. Tishmereni l'rosh goyim, preserved me to be the head of entire nations. Am lo yadati avduni, people I never heard of, serve me. B'nei nechar yitkachashuli, people that come from far away, they dissemble, they pretend. Lishmoa ozen yishamuli, just hearing about me, they become obedient. B'nei nechar yibolu, v'yachgarumi mizgarotam, those from far away wither and are terrified from within their own enclosures. Chai Adonai uvaruch tzuri, Hashem lives and is mevurach. V'yarum Elohei tzur yishi, and great and exalted is the rock of my salvation. Ha'el anotein nekamotli, the God who gives me vengeance, morid amim tachteni, and subdues entire nations beneath me. U'motzi'i mi'oivai, you raise me above my enemies. U'mikomai teromemeni, from my adversaries, lifts me up above. Mi'ish hamasim tatzileni, from men of violence, saves me. Alkein odecha Adonai bagoyim, and therefore I give thanks to you, Hashem, among all the nations. U'lashimcha zamer, and I will sing to your name. Migdol yishuot malko, v'ose chesed limshicho, a tower he is to his kings, to saving his king. He does kindness to the one to whom he anointed, the David ulizaro adolam, to David and to all of his children forever. So it's here that David expresses, as I said, three different levels. At first, the Hatzolah, secondly, his Sidkus and the Hanhagas Hashem, which we find is already mentioned by Yaakov Avinu back to Rachel, when Rachel asked him, is it really permissible for you to deal with Laban in this way? These are the psukim that Yaakov Avinu himself quotes, the imikesh, the imnavar, the way in which the hanhaga of wholesomeness always reflects back directly without any type of processing. It's almost as if it's judo. In the way that a person is, that's the way the world responds to him. And that was Yaakov's explanation of his own hanhaga. We know that the ultimate expression of Tiferes is to be found, Yaakov's Mida is to be found in Malchus. And so what it is that David then moves on to become is true Tiferes, the aspect of Malchus in which the Malchus embodies the presence of the Shekhinah. And we know that Malchus, Shekhinah, and various names that we have for Knesset Yisrael, for instance, are all the same idea. Malchus is Shekhinah. We talk about Shabbos Malchus. It's actually Malchus Yisrael. Shekhinah is the presence of Yisrael. David Melech Yisrael represents all of those in Yanim, and therefore speaks here as if he is empowered directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end, in which he doesn't talk about the way in which he needed to cry out or the way in which he needed to be saved, but rather the way in which he is empowered and can actually move his limbs with the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength within them.